Blog Talk Radio. Founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter, And you all know how we do this. We start this broadcast off with prayer. So I'm trusting as the music was playing, you was getting in your set place, you got your prayer list, you made your phone calls, because we are going to pray. Why? Because we are our brothers and sisters' keepers, and we are touching and agreeing today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, I hold before you every prayer warrior, intercessor, watchman, leader that's warring and interceding on others' behalf, Lord. And I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. And Father, we thank you and glorify you this day, O God, for keeping that hedge of protection round about them this day, giving them your strength, Lord Father, as they continue to war and intercede, Lord. Father God, knowing that no weapons that is formed against them this day, O God, shall prosper. And Father, we thanking you, we glorifying and magnifying you. Heavenly Father, as we lay hands and hold our prayer lists before you this day, O God, Father, as you see each and every prayer list, you know each and every person name by name, Lord Father, and what they're in need of. Heavenly Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others. Father, we're thanking you for every prayer that you have answered, answering, and about to answer, Lord. Father, we're thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we hold before you this day, our children and our grandchildren, Lord Father, Father, we hold them before you and we plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. Father, we ask you to see the blood covering them, Lord Father, on their way to school and coming back home safely, Lord Father. Father, see the blood covering that school building this day, Lord. Father, we come against the enemy right now that is continually coming against, Lord, Father God, our children this day, Lord, Father. Father, we cancel the assignment, Lord, Father, of mass shooting in schools, bullying, trafficking, child molestation, Lord, Father. In the name of Jesus, we render that assignment null and void right now. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we're calling upon you like never before to watch over our children and our grandchildren, Lord, Father. For, Father, we take you not for granted, Lord. Father God, touch those that have lost their loved ones right now, Lord, Father. Comfort their hearts, Lord. Father, we come against mass shooting in workplaces, in the malls, Lord, Father God. Father God, in airports, Lord, Father God. Father, we're coming against it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, hear our prayer this day, O God. Have mercy, O God, upon your people. Hear the cries today of your people, O Lord. For, Father, we need you like never before, Lord. Father, they took the prayers out of school, Lord. Father, out of workplaces, out of the courthouses, out of some of their homes and their hearts right now, Lord, Father. But, Father, we ask you for mercy this day, Lord, Father. See the blood covering us and our going out and our coming in this day, O God. Father God, see the blood covering this nation, O Lord. Father, have mercy for this nation, O God. Is in need of you, Lord, Father.
touch those other nations this day, oh God, that needs you, oh God. Father, touch the prayer warriors that are in those nations this day, oh God. Father, as they're praying, warring, and interceding for their nation, Father, we thank you for hearing their cries this day, oh God. Hallelujah, Father, we bless your name right now, Lord Father. Father, we know that there is no other God, no other God but you this day. And Father, we know that nothing can happen, Lord Father God, no more than you allow it this day, O Lord. So have mercy, O God. Hear our cries this day, O God. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Boland this day, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. And Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you for his healing and recovery right now, Lord Father. We thank you for touching his body, Lord. Father, we hold before you his wife, Lord Father, his daughter and grandson, Lord Father, as they touch and agree with him, O God. We thank you for strengthening them as well, Lord. And Father, we thank you for just performing that miracle, Lord Father, in that household this day, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Brenda, Lord. And Father, you know what she's in need of, Lord Father. Touch, Lord Father, her blood this day, Lord Father. Cleanse her blood this day in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your healing virtue, Lord. Father, we're thanking you right now, O God, for her body lining up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus as we speak healing over her right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Jocelyn, Lord. And Father, we thank you, O God, for bringing her through surgery, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for her recovery right now, Lord Father. We're thanking you and glorifying you, Lord Father, as you continue to heal her, Lord Father. Father, we know that it was nobody but you, Lord Father, that brought her through, Lord. We know, Lord Father, that you was that doctor, Lord Father, that surgeon, that nurse, Lord Father, all those that were in attendance, Lord Father. We thank you. We can't thank you enough, Lord. Father, when you continue to take care of our loved ones this day, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Joyce, Lord. And we continue to speak healing over her body from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, the recovery, Lord, Father, is all, Lord, Father God, and we're thanking you for this day, Lord, Father. Father, look upon her. Look upon her loved ones this day, oh God. Father, you say healing is the children's bread. And Father, you sent your only begotten Son to die on the cross, oh God, for every sickness and disease, Lord, Father. So, Father, we will continue to warn, intercede, Lord, Father, and all those that are sick in their bodies, Lord, Father. Father, we will continue to pray for their healing and their recovery process this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Denise, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. And we thank you, Lord, Father, for lining her body up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. For, Father, we take you not for granted, O God. We're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for moving, Lord, Father. Father, touch every doctor and every nurse, Lord, Father. Father, all those, Lord, Father, that are in the hospital, Lord, Father, our loved ones this day, O God. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for comforting their hearts and giving them the peace, O God, that they need right now within you, Lord, and taking you not for granted, O God. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for every doctor and every nurse, Lord Father, every attendant, oh God, Father, that is attending to them this day, Lord Father. Let them show forth, Lord Father God, love, Lord Father. Let their bedside manners this day be in love, Lord Father. Father, the nursing homes, Lord Father, oh God, as we hold them before you this day, oh God. Father, we ask you, Lord Father, those, Lord Father, family that just left them there, Lord Father. Father, don't come and visit them. Father, comfort them. Give them the peace, Lord Father. Father, I ask you this day, Father, to place someone there, Lord Father, that will show forth them love, Lord Father, and comfort in their time of need, Lord Father. Oh, God, have mercy upon them this day. Father, so many are being mistreated in nursing homes, Lord Father, even within their own homes with people that are taking care of them this day, oh God. Father, have mercy this day, oh Lord. Have mercy this day in the name of Jesus. Touch their hearts, Lord Father. Prick their hearts right now, Lord Father. When they're doing ill will, Lord Father, against your people this day, Lord Father. Father, we know, Lord Father, that you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. Oh God, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for being there and not leaving us, Lord Father. Father, in our times of trouble, Lord Father, and Father, even in our joyous time, Lord Father, we thank you, oh God, for your supernatural strength, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your goodness, Lord Father, that follow us all the days of our life this day, oh God. We thank you, oh God, how you woke us up this morning, clothing our right mind, being able to do, oh God, not just for ourselves this day, oh God, but for others as well. Oh God, let us be that light, Lord Father. Let us be that light in someone's darkness today. Let us take heed, oh God, to that still small voice this day, Lord Father. And Father, let us take it not for granted, Lord Father. For many, Lord Father God, didn't wake up this morning, oh God. Oh God, many, Lord Father, are standing before you this day. Father, we thank you. We thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, for the use of our limbs, Lord Father. We thank you that we can hear that still small voice and be obedient, Lord Father, when you speak to us, Lord Father, that we do, Lord Father. Father, where will we be today, oh God, without you? Where will we be? Father, we know this day, Father, the safest place to be is in you, oh God. We know the safest place to be in you. For Father, time is at hand and time waits for no man, Lord. Father, strengthen the hearts of your people, Lord, Father. Father, the word said many will fall away, Lord. And Father, we also know that you're married to that backslider, Lord. Father, we thank you for their return, Lord. Father, we thank you, oh God, for them repenting, Lord, Father God, and coming back to you this day, oh God. We thank you for your hedge of protection round about us, Lord. Keep us in that ark of safety, Lord, Father. Father, as you kept Noah, Lord, Father, and his family, Lord, Father, in the ark of safety this day, Lord. Father God, give us the ears to hear and the heart to receive, Lord, Father, the word as it continues to come forth, Lord, Father, of preparation, of warning this day, Lord, Father. Father, let your people this day take heed, O God, to the word this day and take it not for granted, Lord, Father, the word that is coming forth in this time, Lord. Father God, let them begin to spend time with you, O God, reading the word, meditating on the word this day, Lord, Father, eating the word like never before, O God.
Father, the Bible that we take for granted, Lord, your word that we take for granted, Lord. Father, the day is coming, Lord, Father, that we will not have that word to open up and read, Lord. So, Father, the word that we continue to read and hide it in our heart this day, Lord, Father, bring it back to our remembrance when that day, Lord, Father God, is near, Lord, Father. And, Father, let us continue, O God, to stand strong, Lord, Father, in you this day, Lord. Father, it doesn't matter what no one says, Lord, Father God, as long as we continue to look up, trust, and believe in you this day, Lord, Father. And knowing that we have more fighting for us than against us this day, Lord. Father, knowing that no man, O God, is our enemy, but every man, O God, is our teacher. And we say thank you. So, Heavenly Father, I thank you for the word that is about to come forth this day, Lord, Father. Give them the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word. And knowing, O God, that they are victorious in everything, Lord, Father, as long as they trust and believe in you, Lord. We thank you for every miracle, O God, that you're performing and have performed, Lord, Father, and will continue to perform in this day. In the name of Jesus, and Father, we cancel every and any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast that would try and hinder this broadcast. Lord, Father, anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus for the broadcast, the airwaves right now, and everyone that are listening right now is covered under the blood. And anything, God, anything that is not of you right now, Lord, Father, we cast it out into outer darkness, for the blood of Jesus is against it this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know you all got your prayer on. Find it not robbery to touch and agree with us this day. We serve an awesome God. No matter what. No matter what. We serve an awesome God. For he wake us up this morning, clothed in our right mind, and being able to do not just for ourselves, but for others. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Call upon the name of Jesus. Call upon the name of Jesus. We thank you. We glorify and magnify you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm trusting that you all made your phone calls before prayer began. And I'm trusting that you're doing, you're sending your texts and everything for them to come and hear the word. And I'm opening the broadcast, letting you all know, you have a question, you have a prayer request, you have a praise report. You can go ahead and press for those of you that are listening live. All you have to do is press the number one. And for those of you that are listening on another device, all you do is call in to 347-857-3925 and press the number one. Again, that number is 347-857-3925. I'm trying to give the speaker of the hour time to come on. If not, we'll just go ahead and move along however the Holy Spirit says to move, we will move. Amen. But let me give you the word for today. It says, when we do the best that we can,
We never know what miracle is wrought in our life or in the life of another. When we do the best that we can, we never know what miracle is wrought in our life or in the life of another. We never know our kindness, our time, whatever God told us to do for that individual. May have you to pray for that individual. You don't know what that individual is going through. And just by your prayer alone could change that person's life, can change them from committing suicide, can change them in the fact of them knowing that there is people out there that love them. You may not be feeling the love from your loved one, your family, or, you know, your husband, your wife, or, you know, whoever. But God send that one person to encourage you, to smile at you when you're going through, to just tell you that Jesus loves you and that he is there with you. You never know. You never know what your words, your actions do for somebody. You never know. Amen. Hallelujah. We just thank God for today and what we are going to do. We started off last week where we were talking about continuous warfare, continuous victory. Guess what? We are victorious and we will continue going forward there. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember now, I'm reading from one of the apostles' books. It says, we start off where, say, see if you can understand why God said to Jeremiah that you are his battle axe. He uses people, ordinary people, that can believe. If I can have the faith, I can win any battle. And let me say that one again. If I can have the faith, and you're speaking this to yourself, you are decreeing and declaring this. If I, Diane, you can put yourself in there, say your name. If I, Diane, can have the faith, I, Diane, can win any battle. Do you believe today? Believe. Trust in your Creator today. If I can have the faith, I can win any battle. I have gotten excited about this because of the fact that there is victory in your calamity. If your house has fallen, or if your house has been taken from you by storm, hurricane, or by whatever means the devil has put there to speak it out. If something has happened in your family and devastated your family, an accident or something very, very bad, do not look at the circumstances. Look at the fact that God said that I am always with you, always. He said that he's always with you, no matter what is going on. If you believe today in your heart that God is with you, man, let me tell you, the storm that you're going through, look up. Call on the name of Jesus. Look up today. Look up and know that he is just a breath away. Look up. Don't allow it to take control of you today. Do not allow whatever situation that you're going through, whether in your home, whether on your job, don't allow it today. Look at the fact that you are a winner. You are not a loser. Change your way of thinking. Change how you feel so when situation presents itself, you do not get mad and tear up something. You do not get mad and tear up something. You can fight back. God said, vengeance is mine. I will repay. God said, vengeance is his. He will repay them. And one thing, I learned, in order for God, okay, in order for him to touch that person doing everything under the sun to hurt you, the first have to touch you. The words say, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. I don't know about you all, but I am one of his anointed. So stand strong in God today. And remember, vengeance is his and it is not yours. Amen. We do have our speaker that came on. Amen, amen. So I will decrease and allow her to increase, allow God to use her this day and bring forth the word. So ears to hear?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning, Elder Addison. How are you?
I am well. I pray that everyone is doing well this morning. Good morning to everyone. This is a beautiful day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
So thank you. Yes, amen. So thank you for this opportunity to come forth this morning, and apologize for being late on this morning, but praise the Lord. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So praise God. So we're just going to go into the word this morning. I pray that it'll be a blessing to those who are listening on today. Lord, we just thank you for your word. We thank you, God, for your presence. I ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide me on this morning. Holy Spirit, give me wisdom and understanding and what the Lord wants us to know on today about letting our light shine. God, I just pray right now, Lord, that the word will go forth with simplicity, with understanding. I pray that it'll be a rhema word. God, I decrease right now, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will increase in me in the name of Jesus. I pray that this word will touch the hearts of those who are listening, will touch, and to those who are listening this morning and those who will be listening for the replay. God, you are an awesome God. You are a mighty God. And we just bless you. We thank you for feeding us when we need to be fed. We thank you for watering us when we need to be watered. We thank you, God, for pouring out your spirit upon us in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I thank you this morning that there's none like you in all the earth. and I praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. So let your light shine. Let your light shine. So in Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, the scripture reads, starting at verse 14, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill, cannot be hid." Verse 15, "Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house." In verse 16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." So having a godly attitude is a necessity. Sometimes you would think that it may, that, you know, it's an option for us to have a godly attitude, but it's not an option for us to have a godly attitude. It's a necessity that we show, you know, the characteristics of Jesus Christ in our lives, that we have godly behavior, that we have godly attitudes. So we are to honor God with our thoughts and behaviors, no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing. And it just is, it's a depressing feeling to see a person who claims to be a Christian, who has, who claims to be a Christian, and then they're displaying thoughts and behaviors that don't come in alignment with who God says we are to be, who he has made us to be, who we should walk like Christ. We should have godly characteristics and behaviors. So our behavior should reflect the character of Christ. We should desire to be separated from the world, and that means separated from the way that the world thinks and that the way the world behaves, the way the world solves problems, just the way the world reacts and responds to situations. So we should, our light should shine. To those who see us, they should see Jesus in us. They should see our light shine. And why is that important? Because when our light shines, it attracts, it draws others to Christ. So it's just like, you know, notice that when there's a light and bugs are attracted to light. And you can see just bugs swarming around a light, especially as a night light, an outdoor light of some sort. And you can see that how the light attracts the bugs. And so it's the same way, is that our light shining should attract others to Christ. So we are the light in a dark world. If you think about it, this is a dark world. So many things, evilness is in the earth. And so we are to be that light. So we can't allow the things that are going on around us, the horrific acts that people are doing, and all the things that we hear about and see that's just really so disheartening. But we can't allow that to cause our hearts to be fearful, or cause our hearts to be discouraged, or cause our hearts to have anger. You know, we are to keep our hearts. We are to watch over our hearts. So we can be that light. We can be that light. So it's important for our light to shine so others survive. There are those who don't have the capacity, they don't have the ability to survive, to thrive. So therefore, we as Christians, we as the body of Christ, should be that light so that others can thrive, so that others can thrive. The world will try to take away that light if we allow it, and your faith will come under attack. But even in that, in the moments of our struggles, in the moments of what we are going through, that desire, have that love for Christ, have the desire to serve the Lord, to be, to show the love of Christ, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, to be that light. as we're going through. So sometimes we have to fight for it. We have to fight for our light to shine sometimes. So in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, we were sometimes darkness, but now you are light in the world. So we are to walk as children of light. We are to walk as children of light. Are we walking in the light? As we walk, are we walking as children of the light, of light, or are we walking as children of darkness? So in the past, you were full of darkness. We were once full of darkness, but now we are full of the light in the Lord. So we need to act like it. We need to live like it. We need to live like children who belong to the light. So, as I said, it takes some perseverance. It takes some tenacity. It takes just us wanting to be in the presence of God, you know, be in his presence, reading his word, so that we can encourage others. We cannot encourage others or be a light to others if our well is empty. We've got to water spirit man. We need to stay in the word and read the word, pray, so that we will be filled, so our wells will be filled to bless others, to be that light, to fast, you know, and do those things that will keep our faith strong, that will keep our hope intact, and so that we can be that light for those who are walking in darkness. Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 through 15, do everything without complaining or arguing, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation among whom ye shine as lights in the world. So do everything without complaining or arguing. This is so easy these days, or the temptation is there, I should say. The temptation is there these days to want to argue or complain or murmur because of what we're experiencing, you know, economic struggles. We're seeing injustice in the earth. We're seeing, you know, things that are happening to people, to certain populations of people that is unfair. And so all these things, it's a temptation there to be to want to argue and want to complain and want to murmur about those things. But the word says do everything without complaining or arguing, so that we may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God. So be pure. We need to be blameless and pure, children of God, without any fault. And I know that sometimes we'd be quick to repent. Nobody is perfect. We understand that. So we need to be quick to repent when we find ourselves outside of the will of God. But because we are living with evil people all around us, and who don't know right from wrong, it just seems like they're just blinded by what is right. So among those people, our lights should shine in a dark world. Our lights would shine. So what would keep your light from shining? You know, what would be something that will keep your light from shining? You know that song that says, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. I'm going to say, no, we don't have a little light. Our light should not be little. Our light should be shining bright. Our light should be like the floodlights, you know, those floodlights that can light up darkness so powerfully. And so that's the way our light should be, you know, that will attract those to Christ, that will show others that there is a way, those who are suffering, those who are despondent, those who are discouraged, those who are hopeless. And that our light will shine, our light will shine on the darkness in their lives and prayerfully opening up their understanding of who God wants them to be, what God has made them to be, and they are to walk in that, with God, who God says they are, who God says they are. They have, you know, they we are labeled, if you will. So we are labeled. We're overcomers. We're more than conquerors. You know, we're children of God. We need to know who we are and who we belong to. And so others who are walking in darkness need to know that as well, that it is available to them. So our light should shine in the dark areas of their lives so that they can have light and have it more abundantly. They will know that Jesus Christ can be Lord over their lives. So we are called the sons of light because Jesus is the light. So as the sons of light and followers of Jesus, we should have an impact on the world, an impact on this world. Are we making an impact? Are we making an impact in our ministries, in our homes, you know, with our families? Are we making an impact in our communities? You know, where are we making an impact? Are we so focused on, you know, how God has blessed us and how God has brought us out? Yes, he has done that for us. He's brought us out of dark places. He's brought us out of situations that that can seem so, you know, hopeless. But he's brought us out. Yes, we had to go through the storms. We had to go through that, but he brought us out. So, but when he brings us out, it's not for us to do nothing with that. Yes, we're to praise God and thank him and be grateful that, you know, that he brought us out. But then we are to go bring somebody else out of their storm, out of their dark place. So we should have an impact on this world as sons of light. As sons of light, we need to be intentional about not separating ourselves from other people. You know, just because a group of people, because individuals don't look like us, don't think like us, you know, don't behave like us, but we're not to separate ourselves because and not reach out and not have an impact in those individuals' lives. Jesus, he was among all the people. So be intentional about not separating ourselves from other people. How can our light shine? We can't hide that light under a bushel, under a basket. We can't hide our light under by separating ourselves from other individuals, from other people, just because we don't, we may not feel comfortable being around them. But Holy Spirit, if you're in your grace zone, and what I mean by that, you have an anointing on your life to reach out to certain people, individuals, communities, whoever it may be that God is calling you to. God has graced you to be in that place. He's graced you to be able to speak into the lives of those individuals. He has given you the capacity, the ability to meet the needs of those individuals. Because it's Holy Spirit working within you. God is working in us and through us to be that light in those situations. So if we separate ourselves and we're only gravitating to, you know, to a certain certain people, even, you know, sometimes as the body of Christ, something we just get in, you know, among us. You know, in our circle, we minister to each other, ministering to each other. When God is calling us out, he's calling us out to the world. He's calling us out to share the gospel to those who need hope restored in their lives. So we are called to shine the truth of the gospel so that hearts may be enlightened, and those in darkness will know the hope to which they are called. And how are they going to know that? How are they going to know that unless we as the light, we as light shine hope through sharing the gospel, to sharing love, for serving. We don't have to be in a pulpit for our light to shine. We don't have to, our light can shine in so many other ways that will encourage people, bring hope, help people to have peace in their lives. You know, people struggle with, because of food insecurity, you know, homelessness, single parents, you know, needing encouragement. So it's so many ways that our light can shine. We have purpose. We have purpose on this earth. We just need to find out where God is calling us to. And we can't compare ourselves. So we can't look over here and say, okay, I want to do what this person over here is doing. I like the way that they, you know, what they're doing in the community. But has God called you to that? You need to be intentional and listen to the voice of God and what he's saying to us, what he's calling us to. So we're called to shine the truth of the gospel so that hearts may be enlightened. And then, as the script said, the good works, you know, that good works, and verse, go back to Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So the good works are not to be for us. It's not for us to shine. That light that's shining should be to glorify our Father in heaven, not to shine the light on us as individuals. But good works glorify our Father. It does not point to us. It's not for us to get the glory, but to honor our Father in heaven. So when we put that into the right perspective, we will see the power of God moving in our lives, moving in the lives of those that we reach out to. So we want to hide behind his glory, not for us to be glorified, but God to be glorified. To be glorified, he gets the glory. He's to be glorified in our hearts. He's to be glorified in, in those lives that we, individuals that we reach out to. He's to get the glory. Amen. He's to get the glory. And then as a son of light, sons of light, our light, when our light is shining, that's an indication that we've been in the presence of the Lord, that we have been in the presence of God, and that that light has changed us. That light transformed us. And so when others see that the light transformed us and changed our lives, and we're walking in the light, we're walking in light, then others will know. They will see, it will be a testimony of what God has done in our lives, what he's done in us and through us. So when we're transformed, when we are changed, that others will know, okay, being in the presence of God produces changed lives. And that's where we go back up to chapter Matthew chapter 5 again. So let your light so shine before men so that they can see that you have been, that God, what God has done in your life. Are we hiding, what God has done in our lives, are we hiding it under a bushel? Are we, are we hiding that light behind, pride? Are we hiding that light behind, fear of rejection? And what do I mean by that? Fear of, if you're sharing what God has done in your life, that people won't receive that. And fear, being fearful of being rejected, of what you how you share the gospel of Jesus Christ and the love of Christ. Well, you do your part. You know, you do what God has called you to do. And that, and you will be, you will, God will, he's faithful, and he will honor that good work. He will honor that. So you don't have to be fearful or of rejection in that. You do what you have to do in order to, for people to get the hear the good news or to see the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. So praise God. So the fruit of the Spirit, as sons of light, we have the fruit of the Spirit. And that fruit of the Spirit that shows forth that light of goodness, kindness, gentleness, and love, and peace, and joy, self-discipline, and long-suffering, we have the fruit of the Spirit that shows that. We have, it's again, like I said, if we are walking in light, we will show, that fruit will manifest in our lives. Is the fruit being manifested? You know, are we seeing, are we walking in goodness? Are we seeing that, hallelujah, that we can show kindness when kindness is needed? And sometimes we really have to, you know, just get before the Lord and ask God to help us when we need to be show kindness to others, when we need to be more gentle with others. When we need to, you know, when we need to be gentle with our children, with our spouses, you know, showing love when it seems that there are some who are difficult to love, and it takes the power of the Holy Spirit to help us to show that love. And it doesn't mean that you be a doormat for anybody. No, what it means is that you show love and ask. And praying and asking God to show you how to love that individual. And it may be through ways that you don't, you know, that you may not have even thought about. You may have to love that person from afar. But it's still love, you know, love in loving that individual, loving those who have just, especially if there's someone who has mistreated you, someone who has betrayed you, someone who has just hurt you, and the pain is still there. And that light of forgiveness, that light of love just will not shine forth to that individual. That individual cannot see your light because it's clouded by, you know, unforgiveness. It's clouded by, you know, rejection, is clouded by anger. It's cloud, all those things, you know, that come with the you know, with being hurt by others. But go to, you know, just take the time to pray and ask God to help you to forgive so that your light will shine, to forgive. The thing about forgiveness is that when you forgive, you know, you're releasing yourself from that person. It's not about the individual at all, but you're releasing yourself from that person. That person may not even, if you go to that person and, you know, and let them know that you've forgiven them, sometimes they may not even care because they've forgotten about it. But it's because of you, you know, what you want your heart to be clean. And so the more we allow Jesus in our lives, the more we become like him. Let's think about that. The more we allow Jesus in our lives, the more we become like him. So as we pray, as we study, as we just meditate on the goodness of Jesus, as we acknowledge who God is in our lives and all that he's done for us, as we take that time to praise him and to worship him, the more we become like him. You know, it's like the silversmith as he's, you know, the filtering the silver, and as he sees it, as he's watching the silver being purified, that he knows that the silver is purified when he can see his reflection in it. Mm. And so we are to be more like Jesus. And it's a constant thing. It's not just, you know, certain times. And it's not like it's, you know, we're displaying and manifesting the fruit of the Spirit one day, and the next day we are, you know, have these reactions. We're acting like the world, or responding like the world would. But it's a constant. It takes dedication, perseverance, being intentional and about that. So like you said, we have to fight, we have to contend for our faith, we have to contend for those things, we have to war for it sometimes, that we are who God says we are, and be intentional about walking as children of light, of the light. The world needs to know that God is alive and real. Will our light shine so that it will, so truth will be known, that truth will be given, that truth will be seen, that God is alive and that he is real? Is that being displayed in our lives? Is our faith on display? Is our love for Christ on display? Is our love for people on display? So the world needs to know that. So he is real in our lives. We cannot be fearful and isolate ourselves, you know, from the world, as I mentioned earlier. No, our light needs to shine. So we can't isolate ourselves from the world, or who we choose to share the love of Christ with. So we are the sons of light when we know that, when we've been transformed, when we've been changed. So we've been changed on the inside, and that change on the inside matches the outside. So that means that there's going to be a reflection of joy, peace, righteousness, gentleness, love, you know, the fruit of the Spirit is going to match the outside, so therefore our behavior is going to reflect what's on the inside. If there has not been a change on the inside, believe me, there will be, it's going to reflect on the outside. So as sons of light, that we will, that the inside will match the outside. So as sons of light, we are to grow in the knowledge of God. We can pray for God to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we may know him better. It's all about getting, knowing more of who God is, of his character, so we can praise him. We can't praise him. We can't acknowledge or praise him if we don't know about him. And I'm going to tell you that the more we know about him, the more we have faith. Our faith will be in place when we're going through different situations. And what I mean by that is that if we know him as Jehovah Jireh, our provider, right, and then we need to know him as our healer, but we don't know him as our healer, but we may be going through that situation. We need to know him as our healer. And so that's where we get to know who God is, who he is, so that when we go through those situations, when we have difficult times in our lives, that we first of all, call on the name of Jesus, because when we call on the name of Jesus, things change. It does change, because we're relying on King Jesus. And if we know God, we can call on God, we can call on Jehovah Jireh, we can call on Jehovah Nissi, we can call on our healer, you know, our peace, our joy. We can call on him to open doors. We can call on him to close those doors. We can call on him to be the lily of the valley. We can call on him whatever we are need of. He's the great I am. He's the great I am. And so there's nothing too difficult or too hard for him. We just have to release it to him and give it to him and trust him with it. Trust him with it and be patient. Patience is the fruit of the Spirit. Patience, patient, and waiting on God to move in that situation. Thank you, Lord. Waiting for him to move in that situation. And sometimes we're going to have to just be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Be still and see the salvation of the Lord. And allow God and wait and be of good courage while you're waiting and knowing that God is working through it. He already has the answer because he knows he's the author and finisher of our faith. So if he's the author and finisher of our faith, he knows everything. He knows the in-between. He knows what's going to happen. He knows what needs to take place. He already knows the individuals that he's already working on to help you in that need. He's already working on the situation so that your need can be met, so that your healing can take place, so that relationship can be restored, so that marriage can be in a better place, that love will be restored in that marriage, that barren womb will no longer be barren. God already knows. He already knows the timing. He already knows the season. But for us, it's to wait, to be of good courage and wait on the Lord and see the salvation of the Lord. And what does that have to do with letting our light shine? Because when we are doing that, our light shines. Our light is saying that it's showing a reflection of that we are trusting in God, that we have faith and we're believing and we have peace. And we are believing that God is going to work the situation out, that God will do it because he knows all. He hears, he sees, he hears, and he knows. And so we wait on him. That's our light shining. That's a light. That's the sons of light. When others see that you have peace, when others see that you are trusting in God, when others see your faith on display in the midst of the storm, that's your light shining. So let your light shine in the midst of your struggles, even during the midst of your struggles. So let your light shine. And as the more we grow in the knowledge of him, the more we know him, the more we can trust him, and the more we know how to call out to him, the more we know how to praise him because of what he's done and who he is. Praise him because of just who he is. So Colossians chapter 1, verse 10 reads, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Sometimes we have to do self-reflection. Take time out to self-reflect to see where we need to trust God more, where we need to change attitudes. Is our walk godly, a godly walk? Is our speech and what we say, with what we're saying is with grace? Sometimes just take a moment just to sit and just say, God, what is it? Is there anything that I need to change? Is there anything that does not please you? So, and that this will help you live in a way, because our desire is to live in a way that brings honor to God and that pleases him in every way. So, honoring the Lord and pleasing him in every way. So that what? So that our lives can produce good works of every kind. And so as we're producing good works, that we are growing in the knowledge of who God is. We're growing in the knowledge of who he is as we are producing good works, as we're being fruitful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we, our desire should be to please the Lord in every way. Once we become, we accept Jesus Christ as Lord, as Jesus Christ in our hearts, excuse me, accept Jesus Christ in our hearts. We say yes, yes to Jesus Christ, yes to his will. We invite him into our hearts. It doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop there because then we need to make him Lord. Lord over our lives. That means pleasing him in every way, giving him access to every aspect of our, every part of our lives. Nothing left out, but surrendering to his will. Surrender is another way the sons of light shine. When we live a surrendered life, when we live a surrendered life to the Lord. So we may be holding on to one thing, holding on to one part of our lives. You know, we don't want God, I got this, you know, I can handle this, right, this part, right, I don't need you I don't need you in my relationships, Lord. You know, I got that. You know, I can handle that. But I do want you to help me with my finances, though. You know, I want you in this part of my life. You know, God, I need help with peace in my life. You know, Lord, so I invite you to get, you know, help me with my peace. Help me to have peace. But, you know, with joy, you know, I got that. But no. We are to surrender. We are to live a surrendered life to the Lord, that he's Lord over our lives, listening to his voice, listening to what he has to say, just removing the clutter from our thoughts and our minds so that we can be one that will show the light, that our light will shine, and that we will be those that will show our light, that will shine our light through whatever situation it may be. But we have to live a surrendered life to the Lord, living a surrendered life. Praise God, so that our lives will produce good works. Of every kind. And Titus chapter 2, verse 7, in all things, showing yourself to be a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing integrity, reverence, and incorruptibility. There should be an eagerness. We should have an eagerness in our hearts to do what is good, so that our light will shine. What is it that we need to change? Is there anything that we need to change in our lives so that's keeping us from being eager, from having that zeal to do what is good. We need to be zealous for the Lord. And so it says a pattern of good works in doctrine, showing integrity. That's a word that we don't see in operation very much. Integrity. Especially in our, you know, in certain areas of government, in certain areas, just in businesses, and, you know, it's integrity is important. And then having reverence for the Lord. In Hebrew chapter 10, verse 24, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. We should think about each other to see how we can encourage each other to show love and to do good works. Think about how we are to encourage each other. Even today, you know, you might come across someone, see someone, and the Lord may say, just smile. That person may just need somebody to smile for them. Or just a simple phrase, you know, God loves you. Or just have a good day. You know, it doesn't take much. We overthink it, you know, how to bless others, how to let our light shine, just being courteous, respectful. So how to encourage each other. So we are to actively pursue Christian service, which includes faith, hope, and love. And as sons of light, we need to worship. Worship. Have a heart of worship. Have a posture of worship. Worshiping the Lord. And thank you, Jesus. In 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verses 13 to 14, it even came to pass that as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praise the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, that even the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. So the Lord displays his, when we are in worship, and we know that God has accepted the worship experience, He was showing his acceptance in this particular scripture by filling the temple with his presence in the form of a cloud. So our worship experience, what is our worship experience? Do we wait to Sunday morning when we go to our places of worship, where we fellowship to praise and worship God? No, it should be at all times. We can worship him in our homes. We can worship. It's a posture, heart posture. Worship him in our hearts and by thinking about him, glorifying him, honoring him. Hallelujah. And then to war. This is the last one. And then as sons of light, we war. In Romans 13 and 12, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast out the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. So in the new, old things have passed away and all things are made new. So in this new, we should put on the armor of light. We should put on the armor of light. Dress ourselves as that. So this is the weapons that belong to the light. We should prepare ourselves to fight evil with the weapons that belong to the light. And who is the light? Jesus is the light. Clothe ourselves with Christ. We are what we wear. We're what we wear. So we should devote ourselves to Christ, to the service of Christ. So let's devote ourselves to the service of Christ and let our light shine before men. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, help us to always be mindful as that we are sons of light, to walk in light. And God, that our behaviors and our attitudes, Lord, will reflect your light, your character. And Lord, we just thank you, God, for loving us. And we thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Elder Addison right now, asking you right now to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate her. Father, as she came forth with your word and did what you wanted her to do at this time, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for obedience. We thank you for the ears that hear and the heart that receive this word this day. Father, we glorify and we magnify you for this word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That was an awesome word coming forth from Elder Addison. And Elder Addison, you was in online earlier when I talked about also being that light to someone, showing that person, you know, love. They may be missing it from their loved ones, not getting it from their family,
And God placed you there to even smile at them, you know,
mm-hmm.
and tell them that, you know, Jesus loved them. So when you were saying that, I was like, look at God.
Yes,
look
confirmation.
At God.
Exactly. Amen.
And mm-hmm. I love that reference that you made with the bugs that is attracted to the light.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that is so true. You turn mm-hmm. the light on, especially, you know, outside, and you see all these bugs coming from everywhere. You know, you just look up and you
mm-hmm.
just see them. And imagine
yes.
if that light, the light that is within us, the light that continued to illuminate. Why? Because God cleaned us up from the inside out so that
mm-hmm.
light can stay inside. It's bursting out, and you see that light around that person, you know, that
yes.
that glow. And you want to know, what is it that that person have? Let me have it too, because I don't have that light.
Mm-hmm.
And that is
yes.
your way to
mm-hmm.
testify to that person. Tell them the goodness of God and how they can get the light as well, how they can get that peace, that comfort, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Letting them know that you got it. God
mm-hmm.
loves you just as much as he loved me, and he can do
yes.
the same for you. So I,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm going to write that one that one down, that I don't forget about that, you know, that example. But I'm going to make
mm-hmm.
ways for you to go ahead and give them your information. You know, they might happen to be in your area. So
mm-hmm.
go ahead and share your
okay.
Your information.
Yes. Yes, I am. I serve at Wings of Eagles Christian Church in Durham, North Carolina, under the leadership of Apostle Vernell and Prophetess Juliet Austin. And I am I'm also a licensed clinical mental health counselor. I have practices Life Restoration Services, and I practice within the state of North Carolina. I'm also a certified biblical life coach, which I can provide services wherever in the United States and internationally. Excuse me. And so we have Wings of Eagles Christian Church. We have our website is woechristianchurch.com. And we're on Sunday mornings at 9:30, Facebook Live streaming, and also at 11:30, we're on Facebook Live streaming as well, and in person at 1418 Avondale Drive in Durham, North Carolina. So that is pretty much about me, but I just enjoy being on the Blog Talk and just, and I know that it's touching the lives of many people. So I pray that the word that was released today will be an encouragement, and that we will want our light to shine. We will want our light to shine. We should desire that. And I know that some days, like I said, we're not perfect. And some days we may have those days where we don't feel like our light shining, but then we need to, as Sister Diane said earlier, sometimes that light is turned on, but when it's off, we need to be intentional about making sure it's turned on, you know, as we go about our daily activities. And so it's okay to go before the Lord and just say, you know, Holy Spirit, you know, help me on today. I need my light to shine. So we just bless God. And again, I do apologize for coming in late on the broadcast. I got my time mixed up, so I do apologize for that.
That is no problem. You're forgiven. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we need a reminder, That's all it is. So it's, you know, that's why we are our brothers and sisters keepers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we hold
yes.
each other up in prayer when, you know, they need help. That's what we're there for, to encourage, to pray. That's what we're here for. So we thank you. You still came on. You still did the word. And you were still in the word. Amen. So
amen.
We just thank you for continually coming on. We do not take you for granted. I don't take you for granted. I just want to let you know. And I know the listeners don't take you for granted as well. The word that is coming forth is warning, preparation today, because so many, just like the word says, so many will fall away.
Mm-hmm.
He also said that he is married to the backslider. So word
yes.
that is coming forth in demonstration, you're giving your testimony. You know, it is touching lives. It is touching nations,
mm-hmm.
you know. So yeah. I would tell everybody today, be that light in everyone's darkness that God placed in your path. They are placed
mm-hmm.
in your path for a reason. And it's for yeah. you to open your mouth and allow God to use you in this day and in this time. See, our the message on Sunday was, are you ready for your public revealing? So you never know when God is going to use you. And just like you
mm-hmm.
say, you don't have to stand in the pulpit to be that
mm-hmm.
light, bringing forth that word. Wherever God
mm-hmm.
uses you, in the grocery store, in the hospital, in the mall,
mm-hmm.
in the school, wherever he uses you to be that light, that is your appearance, that you are appearing
yeah.
and doing God's will. So no one
yeah.
person has the word. No one person.
Yes, correct.
The word
yeah.
will come forth. And will there be false teaching? Yes. But as Bishop always say, the first have to show you truth for them
mm-hmm.
to tell you lies.
Yes.
So
amen.
Let us begin to guard our ear gates, our eye gates, our heart. I just thank you. I appreciate you, Elder Addison.
Mm-hmm.
So for those
yeah.
of you that have missed this broadcast from the beginning, visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and go ahead and click on that link. If you have not liked and follow our page, go ahead and do so at that time. It is some awesome listening, and you should go back and listen to the broadcast. Share it with a friend today. The word that you received today, hid it not in your heart just for yourself, but share it today. Share it today and let somebody know that they are loved. If they don't feel the love at home, they don't feel the love where they're at, know that God loves you today. Smile today. You may be going through something, but you know what? Praise God. Praise your way out of it. What they say, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. And as you praising him, when you done get through praising him and you pray, prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. So be blessed. Be blessed today and be that light in someone's darkness. Amen.
On my mind, search searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying, how the story ends,
when I let go, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God. Oh.